visit LarissaEnglishClub.com. English every day, everywhere. Place prepositions, another fun subject. Today I'm going to talk about several place prepositions and how they're used and why we use them in a certain way. I'm going to start with near, close to, and by. These words all mean the same thing, that the distance between the two objects is small, not very far. Be careful not to confuse them. Close to is the only one that uses the word to. So I wouldn't say near to, by to, but I might say close to. That is a preposition. Close, hey, it's very close, isn't it? Or close to, normally an object's going to follow that. Here are some examples. The ball is close to the box, not touching, somewhere around, not above, not below, but somewhere close to or near or by. It could be inches, it could be a few feet, depending on how large the objects are. Now, the word nearby is used without a direct object. It's generally used at the end of a sentence or phrase. Here's an example. There's a box with a ball nearby. So there's a box somewhere and there's a ball nearby that, but I don't know exactly where it is. What about the prepositions in, inside, within, and into? Well, in and inside mean the same thing in most cases. Just remember that the word in, the preposition in, is often used with limits. I might be able to, or maybe not, see the object I'm referring to. So let's say that there is a box and there's a ball in the box. Well, I can probably see that, or I'm just giving someone directions. Hey, the ball is in the box. That's perfect English. What about the sentence, the ball is inside the box? Well, most likely I can't see the ball. I can't see what's actually inside. Very often the word inside is used for objects that are hidden. Now, the word into is actually a preposition of movement, not location. It means something is moving into a space. So an example might be, hey, the ball is going into the box because it's moving. Hey, right now I am walking into my flat. I am driving my car into the garage, you see? So into is a preposition of movement. The word within means inside a limit. The limit can be in place, time, or some other scale. Here's an example. There are 5 malls within 3 miles of here. You see, it's a limit of place. I could say there are 2 gas stations within 2 miles of here. Here's another example. She's written 3 books within the last year. So somewhere in the last year, she has written 3 books. Here's another example. The law didn't pass because of disagreements within the government, you see. What about out, outside, out of? Outside refers to location. In this case, we cannot use out. Hey, where are you going? Well, I am going outside. Where are you now? Well, I am outside. Imagine a doghouse and a dog. Where is the dog? Is the dog inside the house? Can I see the dog? Maybe, maybe not. The dog is in the house. Can I see the dog? Maybe. The dog is outside the house. Hey, I can see the dog. You see the doghouse? Well, the dog is standing outside the doghouse. Out and out of usually suggest movement, not just location. Out of must always be followed by a noun. She ran out of the room. Here's another example. I'm bored. Let's go out. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. Visit LarissaEnglishClub.com. English every day, everywhere.